affection, and sexuality.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. It is written,
as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father. All of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time till the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all your spiritual seed. Peace and mercy be upon you and your house. The Lord is King forever. You, our God, our King from old, have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare our hearts. You will cause your ear to hear us. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may you and your spouse render to one another the affection due and the respect due each other. May you and your mate never doubt your love for one another, for love never fails. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who searches the minds and hearts, in his name may you always greet each other with a kiss of love, and may peace be yours. Let you love each other as yourself, nourish and cherish each other as you love and cherish your own body, and be joined together and become one flesh in the covenant of marriage. According to the riches of his grace, the God of love and peace grant you and your spouse to not curse one another, but bless each other with your mouth. In Christ we pray, you both will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Your souls shall be joyful in your God. Let us worship and praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious, according to his excellent greatness, the Lord bless your marriage and keep you and your mate so that love will flourish between you and your spouse, and you shall be kind to one another, never jealous or demeaning, nor rude, nor selfish, and may you not be provoked or think evil of one another, but bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Let neither you nor your spouse seek your own comfort, but each the other's well-being. In the name of Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, let Christ be your rock so that you and your spouse support one another, for two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if one falls, the other will lift up his companion. In Christ we pray, God your God forever and ever, your guide even to death, bless you and your spouse with the comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit, affection and mercy, that you and your spouse have the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, you both shall esteem the other better than yourself, looking out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of the other. May you lie down together and keep warm. In the name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord, according to the Spirit of holiness, may you and your spouse walk in love and unity with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, day in and day out. Peace be yours. in the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, may your marriage abide in Jesus Christ and bear much fruit, a threefold cord that is not quickly broken. May the two of you withstand the oppressor, and the threefold cord you and your spouse join with Jesus will not be easily broken. The Lord preserves all who love him. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun to its going down. In the name of Jesus Christ, you and your spouse and your marriage are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So in his name, let you and your spouse rejoice together. Let the husband's fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of his youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy him at all times and always be enraptured with her love. May you ravish each other's heart with one look of your eyes. In Christ we pray that you both will set your spouse as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord your righteousness keep you and your spouse sexually pure in mind and body, and close the door to anything lustful or illicit that seeks to encroach upon you and your marriage. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you each should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. Let you and your spouse flee sexual immorality and glorify God in your bodies and spirits. In Christ we pray that you and your spouse possess your own vessel and your marriage in sanctification and honor. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the Lord Jesus Christ will be his friend. Let you and your spouse rejoice in your Maker. Let you be joyful in your King. The Lord loves those who follow righteousness. Bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, in his name, let you and your spouse be an example to your children and your children's children in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, and faith, in purity. May your children abstain from sexual immorality, that each of them should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may our Lord, our great and awesome God, keep your children from being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? When the time is right, may God join your children and your children's children together with the perfect mate, and therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. May the Lord bestow these same blessings on all of your children and their spouse. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we pray that the Lord will pour his Spirit on your descendants and his blessing on your offspring. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bread of Life, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you, your spouse, and your children be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, may the Lord perfect that which concerns you and your spouse and your children. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Your truth, O Lord, endures to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, may you and your house together leave an inheritance to your children's children, rich in the fullness of God and the love and knowledge of our Lord Christ Jesus. The Lord be magnified. The Lord shall reign forever, our God to all generations. Praise the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, let us praise your great and awesome name, O God. You are holy. In agreement with you, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen.